Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We're going to close this week on our subject here of why would you not be healed? And what I'm going to do today here is just sort of back up and review what we've been talking about all week long here and refresh your memory here. We started out reading from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 4, where Jesus was speaking in the synagogue on the Sabbath day at the beginning of his earthly ministry. He had already been in the areas of Capernaum. He had been teaching and healing sick and the lame, the blind in the area, and his fame had gone out through all Capernaum and into the regions round about, including Galilee, that region. And so here he was on the Sabbath day in the synagogue and teaching them and preaching to them with power and authority. They were more interested in wanting to see a miracle done by him because they had heard about him than they were in hearing him preach and expound truth to them. They were more interested in a miracle than they were in hearing truth. That's pretty dangerous. But Jesus spoke to them that day, and toward the close of what he spoke to them about, he spoke to them about their unbelief. And he used two illustrations in those verses there in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 14 through 30 there, and I read those verses. Jesus spoke to them about their unbelief. The first illustration he used was that of the widows in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet. At a time when there was a famine, there were 3.5 years where it did not rain, and of course there was scarcely any water. Crops were failing, there was very little food, and there were many widows who were needy in Israel in those days. But God sent Elijah to none of them for sustenance. Instead, he was sent to a widow north of Israel in what is now present-day Lebanon, and there he stayed with a widow who trusted God, who believed God, and her flour never got all, her meal never got all, her oil never got all in all those years that God sustained her and Elijah there and her son all that time because she chose to believe in God through faith. That's very interesting. It's amazing. She was not even an Israelite, but God blessed her for her faith in him. And that stepped on their toes, that here this widow was not an Israelite and yet believed God. Well, the next illustration Jesus used there that day was that of the lepers in the times, the days of Elisha, at the time when Israel, a number of them had been taken captive into Syria, and Naaman, who was a captain of the Syrian army, had leprosy. It was a very dreaded disease. It was not, it was eventually fatal for some of them, but it was a very dreaded disease, very terrible disease. And no one wanted it. All of them would have loved to be healed. But in the days of Elisha the prophet, there were, Jesus said, many lepers in Israel. And yet none of them were healed, except Naaman the Syrian, the captain of the Syrian army, who was not an Israelite, came to Elisha the prophet and was healed for free. Didn't cost him a dime. And, you know, we look at that and ponder that and say, well, why? Why would they not want to be healed? Well, it was because of their unbelief, and that was precisely Jesus' point that day. It was because of their unbelief that they were not healed. And we consider those facts, and we marvel, and we say, why? Why would they not be healed? But I ask you, unbelief is such a subtle thing. How are you and I living today? Is there unbelief in our hearts? You know, we look at those folks, the lepers, and we say, well, that's so ridiculous. Why wouldn't they go to be healed? Well, I ask you, if there's unbelief in my heart or your heart, what's the difference? And you see, we pulled out some illustrations here then of unbelief, and we were looking at some of the doctrines of the Bible here and considering how that many people in nominal Christianity today don't believe these things at all. They have grossly departed from truth. And we talked about, I only pulled out just a few Bible doctrines, there's a lot more, that people in nominal Christianity today do not adhere to. The first one we talked about was the inerrancy and the infallibility of the Bible. The fact that the Bible is without error in its original writings. It's not capable of error because all of it is inspired by God. And holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. So the Bible in its original writings was without error. It is infallible. It is complete. There is no other revelation of God. And I cited some scriptures there to substantiate that point. We also talked about the doctrine, the Bible doctrine of non-resistance, loving your enemies, those that have wronged you, those that treat you unjustly, how that some folks who profess Christianity keep a loaded gun beside their bed, because if someone breaks into their house, they have plans. They just they wouldn't tolerate that. I mean, they would kill someone in a heartbeat. And I'm saying, you know, how does that fit with the doctrine of loving your enemies that Jesus taught? If we don't believe that Jesus meant what he said, we're living in unbelief. Retaliation for injustices, another aspect of non-resistance. Sometimes we have our own brand of vengeance, carrying out vengeance on someone who has wronged us. But Jesus said, that's not for us to do. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And it's not for us to do. If we have our own form of retaliation or our brand of vengeance, folks, it's sin. It's unbelief. We talk about non-resistance and not going to war. Finally, then, we spoke about the doctrine of separation from the world. And again, the Bible clearly teaches us that we've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of light, and we're to display the virtues of Christ in all areas of life. Does your character, does who you are, does who I am display the virtues of Christ? Does my speech display the virtues of Christ? The job I have, the house I have, the furnishings in my house, my landscaping, my hairstyle, my clothing, the music I listen to, and on and on and on we could go. How I spend my leisure time. We talked about all those things. Do those things display the virtues of character of Christ? Or does it reflect worldliness? And you see, many professing Christians would say, well, now you're legalistic. You know, you're just traditional. But, you know, what does it mean to follow and obey the teachings of Christ? It is important. It's not just a matter of the heart. How we live and how we appear is important. I'd like you to consider some of these things. Jesus said in Matthew 16, and he said to his disciples, who he was talking to, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are some serious words here from the Lord Jesus. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Christ. And a cross is an instrument of death. It's not something that's fun at all. We're to deny ourselves and follow Christ. Walk in truth, have nothing to do with unbelief. Here's another verse in Luke 14, verse 26. Says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Those words, folks, are not popular among professing Christians today at all. They explain them away. Does my belief system and your belief system and my way of life, your way of life, reflect the same sentiment of the people of Israel in the days of Elisha the prophet? Think about it. The way I live, the things that I believe, does that reflect the same sentiment of the people of Israel in the days of Elisha the prophet? There were lepers in those days, folks, but they wouldn't go to Elisha for healing because of their unbelief. Oh, that's just archaic. It's outdated. That stuff is legalistic. Well, is following the teachings of Christ literally, is that archaic? Is it eccentric? Is it out of date? And if you feel it is, then I would ask you, why? Why would you not be healed? I trust that this meditation this week has spoken to your heart, folks. Let's not give in to unbelief. Let's walk with Christ in truth, in love, and obedience. May the Lord Jesus bless you.